Company of One, episode number 48.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan. Dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
I hope you're part of a mastermind group. If you're not part of a mastermind group, today is the show for you. If you are part of a mastermind group, today can help that group run much more powerfully. If you don't know what a mastermind group is, then you definitely need to listen today. We're going to go over, and I'm interviewing Jonathan Milligan. I'm going to just say, I think he's probably the king of mastermind groups right now, at least in my eyes. Absolutely phenomenal show on how to do mastermind groups. It's a question I get a lot about how to do mastermind groups. How do you find the right people in the mastermind groups? How do you manage them? How do you run them? All those kind of things. We're going to discuss that today. But before we get started, this show is brought to us by Bluehost. And Bluehost is the web engine or the web hosting engine that probably is used by most podcasters, most bloggers out there. And you'll find the link to it and how to get to it. And even the video on how to set up your own podcast or your own blog, which is part of the podcast. It's a pretty quick and dirty video that we got out there of how to do this. I'm always amazed when I work with people who are software developers who are trying to develop websites, and I will show them live, I mean, in 5 or 10 minutes, how to set up a website. And they're always, because they're developers, and I'm an ex-developer, as a developer, you're like, this is a long, tedious process. No, it's pretty simple. I mean, it's click and point. Your grandma can do it. This is pretty simple stuff. So if you're stuck and you're developing a website, or you're thinking, well, I don't have the money to develop it, I'm talking about investments of tens of dollars. Okay? That's 10. This is pretty easy to do. It's very painless. It's cheap enough to do even if you're just playing, just trying it out. Which, hey, I encourage you to do. If you're playing around in this field, just put your foot out there and see what happens. You'll find the details of that on the show notes at DaleCallahan.com episode, DaleCallahan.com 48 for episode number 48, DaleCallahan.com/48. All right, today, now what we want to do is get right to it, get right to mastermind groups. Let me tell you real quick what a mastermind group is, because we don't discuss that. We get right down into the meat of it. A mastermind group, if you look at what successful people do, if you have read on mastermind groups, or if you read the book Think and Grow Rich, I think was probably where a lot of this started, but he talks about in that book the most successful people being part of mastermind groups. Now, I know a lot of people who make a lot of money, and I see over and over again, either formally or informally, mastermind groups, but I'm seeing a lot of them very formal, very committed, very intentional. And in the group I am part of, that Jonathan, who I have with us today, that he leads it, it's a formal group, and we're very diligent, and we meet weekly, which probably sounds to many of you like a lot, but it's powerful stuff. And I kid you not, I'm not joking. This is very powerful stuff. And a mastermind group is just what it sounds like. It's just, groups of common, people with a common core, with something in common, coming together to share issues, to share problems, to get insight, and to seek wise counsel. I think we'll find that in the Bible somewhere, right around Proverbs, right? Seeking counsel. And this is what this mastermind groups are about. Getting outside input, getting people who are not committed financially to your problems. So whether you're an employee working for a company, or you're a project manager, or you're running your own company or starting your own company, or even raising children, mastermind groups are a really powerful thing. And this is different from a social group where we're going to get together and chat. This is very intentional. very structured of how you run it. And I find these very, very effective. So what Jonathan is doing, Jonathan leads up our mastermind group, and I just asked him to be on, and we kind of changed at the last minute the subject to mastermind groups. But this is powerful, because here's the questions I get. Dale, what is a mastermind group? Dale, how do I find people to be part of a mastermind group? Dale, how do I run a mastermind group? How often do we meet? What do we do? How do we keep it fresh? How do we keep people engaged? How do we keep people accountable? It's almost step by step that we go through each one of these questions today in a very structured approach. So if this is something that you're part of, then I think Jonathan will add incredible value to you. If you're not part of it, listen, seriously, the mastermind group that we're part of is making me money. And do you understand that? It is making me money because I'm hanging out with a group of people. Now, in every group I've ever been in has helped make me money, but this one's different. This one's a top notch above. And is it the people? Yes. But it has a lot to do with the structure that Jonathan Milligan is going to cover for us right now. So welcome to the show, Jonathan Milligan. Well, I want to welcome you to the show today, and I want to welcome somebody who has truly has become a great friend and mentor to me, Jonathan Milligan, somebody I think we had first met electronically over the earlier in the fall. Is that right, Jonathan?
Yep, that sure is.
Well, I want to welcome you. Thank you so much for spending time here.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dale. It's great to be here.
And Jonathan is the king of mastermind groups, and he's a professional blogger, does all kinds of things. We'll get into some of that. But one of the reasons I wanted to bring Jonathan on here, besides I glean a tremendous amount every time I talk to Jonathan and the group that we're part of, but the use of mastermind groups has been something I have been talking about to you and to people I teach in the graduate programs. To when I speak, I talk about it a lot, and yet I had never very effectively done it. And then I met Jonathan, and on all seriousness, this changed and has dramatically changed, I think, not only what's happening with me, but also with the other people that are connected to Jonathan. So, Jonathan, the question I have to you, let's just back up. When did you get started with mastermind groups?
Well, it's been one of those things where, like, we didn't officially call it mastermind groups, but I would have regular conversations or, Skype meetups or Google Hangout with other people doing kind of the same thing. And I always left inspired. And every single time I did that, I said to myself, man, I wish I could have that more often. Just the ideas, inspiration, just walking away with so much, but I wasn't being very intentional about it. And so it was probably, Dale, it's probably been just about a year ago it was probably before that I started seeking out, where are the people hanging out that I want to try to form a mastermind group? And about a year ago, that's when I decided in a certain forum, and we can get into the details of it, but I decided this is the community, this is the group. And so I put a call out to the group, and it's kind of like a little bit of a survey or an application in a way to find out more about their stories, to see how I could group certain people together that would be a good match for one another. And so you're in that group with me, and we've been at this now for about a year, and it just keeps getting better. That's the thing that I've enjoyed with this mastermind group.
It really does, and I'm probably the newest member of your group. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah, because y'all have been meeting for about 1 year now.
Is yes. That correct.
And I joined December? Probably December.
Probably.
Maybe sometime.
Maybe a little earlier, yeah.
Yeah, sometime around that time frame. It was interesting because I remember seeing the call to it, and I probably saw it actually late because I was probably perusing the group that you're talking about and saw it
much later than what you'd posted and responded to it. And but before we hit that, I mean, since you've been blogging since you said 2009, mm-hmm. now is that full time?
No, it was probably a good, I would say 18 months before it really started to begin to take off for me. So I would say it was probably sometime in the middle of 2010, if I've got my dates right.
Yeah. Now, were you, when you said you were Skyping and everything, were you, because it sounds like to me what you were doing was you were finding mentors more or less or to share with. Was that at that time, or was that, did that help you to start?
Yeah, it was. I started, you know, reaching out and doing guest posts on different sites, and from there developed a relationship, and then just started, you know, hey, let's jump on a call, and so we jump on a Skype call, and it's like both of us were starving for talking about our business and what we were doing, and you know, especially in kind of this online business, work from home kind of thing. It's like, you know, I go to a church that there's a couple thousand people that attend on the weekend, and I don't know a whole lot of people that are doing what I'm doing. And so it's like, I, you know, when people say, well, what do you do for work? It's hard to explain. And it's like I was starving for conversation with people who were kind of going down the same path in general that I was wanting to go down. And so that's kind of where it started, is those, you know, one-off conversations, and I was just starving for more of it.
Yeah, I kind of find the same. When you start to say, you know, you do blogging or podcasting or something like that, you get weird looks. I mean, you really do. I mean, you know, and it's. I think everybody thinks this is a hobby, mm-hmm. and let's be honest, for probably 95% of the blogs and stuff out there, it's a hobby. Mm-hmm. I don't know the number, but it's everybody in there. You know, there's even a dog with a blog, according to Disney. So
my kids watch that show.
So this is, I've got here in front of me some questions that I always get, because one of the things that we do with our graduate program, and I think I've told you this, Jonathan, is we will bring in 30 or so professional people every year. We put them on what we call accountability teams, and we let them choose the teams, but we force them into the model to work together, to brainstorm together, and we let them do their own kind of government control, however you control it. But in the process, I talk about being, you know, this is kind of a mastermind group, and here's what it does, and very successful. You know, if you kind of look at a lot of the success literature, there's obviously lots of people who do this. Mm-hmm. Every time I've kind of put my finger into it, even though I'm talking about it and I've got these people captured, now they go do it, and probably, you know, 20% of them have a great experience. You know, most of them have a pretty good experience, but after those courses are over, they go away. They dissolve. And during this same time, I have been putting myself in mastermind groups and trying to form them. And we did leadership groups, and they've always kind of faltered. So I guess one of the questions I get is people kind of hear what I tell them, and I talk about how valuable they are, and you know, even just doing the kind of things that you did earlier. Their question is, how do you get started? What is that first step that you took when you kind of got your head around this? What was that first step?
You know, I think the first step for me was, where are the people that I want to hang around hanging out? And by that, it could be, maybe there's somebody online that you admire, a guru or somebody that you like, you know, his philosophy or his values or what he stands for. There's a good chance, not always, but the people that follow that person maybe hold to the same values, or they admire those same values. And so, you know, having similar values, now you don't have to have people that are all the same. It's not sameness. But it is, I think, finding those people that have the same type of values. And so for me, I kind of bounced around on different forums whether I wanted that to be the group or not. And that's why I settled on the one I did, is because I felt like the people that were in there held the same kind of values that I thought would be what I'd want to be a part of a group.
Okay, so getting specific for you, what were those values you were looking for?
I think a value for me would be, I would say, well, there's a couple, but I would say specifically people who wanted to build a platform in the correct way. They weren't looking for shortcuts, or they weren't looking for the latest loopholes, or there's a whole community of people out there, especially like in the internet marketing world. Some people even have a term for it called black hat, where they're always looking for the latest, you know, way to game the system. It's like, I didn't want that spirit in there. I wanted people who knew that building a platform takes a while. It is not over, you know, doesn't happen overnight. I wanted a spirit of giving. I wanted people who, at least the best I could tell, had this idea that they really just wanted to give. And if you get a group of people together and everyone wants to be the biggest giver, watch out, because you got a powerful community that is going to do some great things. So those are just a few of them. You know, others would be, doesn't have to be the same denomination, but, you know, maybe some Christian values could be added to that, things like that.
Okay. And you know, when I've looked at things I've done before, the way I've done it is I kind of blast things out there, you know, maybe on Facebook or on Twitter, you know, and who wants to join this. And, you know, and probably just because I'm connecting with people of similar values, I am getting some of that, but it's been kind of weird. The one thing I have found is you get lackadaisical commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So, which maybe we'll hit that in a minute, because I think that's probably a struggle you understand, but you've gone through that. You experimented. This sounds like a process. You didn't wake up one morning and decide to start a mastermind group. How long did this take, do you think?
Well, you know, putting the group together, well, I put a Google Doc form together, which allowed somebody who said, you know, once I posted in the forum and I said, you know, I'm wanting to form a mastermind group, here's kind of my idea for it. If you're interested, you know, fill out some details and I'll be in touch with you. And so I had a series of questions, because I was looking for, they didn't have to be the same, but I wanted to look for people who were maybe a little bit at the same level or beyond where I was, to form an ideal group. So, you know, from the process of, it probably took me a couple weeks to a month or so to finally pull that trigger and decide this was the community I wanted to launch us out in. And then from there, it took a couple weeks to, you know, there was, I didn't accept everybody that filled out an application. You know, I went to their website. I read their about page. I looked at, you know, what are they about? Where are they headed? The best I could tell, things like that. So it took a few weeks to it, but, you know, for someone just starting, if they know where their ideal audience or their ideal group members are hanging out, it can be put together within a matter of a couple weeks.
So, in the group that you went to, and I don't, you went to a forum, and I'm guessing it was the platform.
Yes.
Okay. Which both of you and I are members of, and I guess everybody in our group is probably a member, but I don't know that for sure. But I guess that's where you found most of us.
Yeah. Most of everybody is from that group. Later I did invite one or two others that I know from my own personal relationships, but just about everybody came from that forum in Platform University.
And if not, obviously, just knowing the people that are in our group, they would all fit in well, even if they're not part of it.
Right.
Yeah. So this is kind of like finding the group of people, where do they hang out, and then When you say that Google Doc, now I'm going to tell you just when I first saw this, just the reaction from me. Because at the same time, and I don't know if I told you this or not, Jonathan, I joined two different groups. Mm-hmm. Both of them set off of platform. And I joined, and there was two different mastermind groups. And I thought, well, I hear guys like Pat Flynn and these guys say they're members of three and four of them, which seems a little overwhelming. But I thought, well, I'll try this because my expectation is they'll both go away.
Mm-hmm.
So far, 50% of that's been accurate. But the one group, it was kind of like, hey, guys, you want to get together? You want to do this? And, you know, there's a small group of us. And, it kind of flailed because not everybody was plugged in for personal reasons. And that's okay. Your document was like, when I saw it, I was like, wow, this guy's serious. And really, I mean, it was much more the level of, you know, I remember filling it out thinking, well, I'll never get in this group. And I really did. And I think I told you that when me and you talked.
Yeah.
I think I told you that I don't think I added a lot of value to your group.
Yeah. And you have, so.
Well, I hope so. But I mean, and that was the other thing you did is you called. It wasn't just me filling out a form, and I did fill out, and it wasn't earth shattering, but you did ask some piercing questions, mm-hmm. and then you called, and we had probably talked for about 30, 40 minutes before it was a done deal. And I think that is the part of your success, and I don't know. I mean, you have a process here.
Yeah.
And everybody seems committed to it because there is you have a standard.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is it's a balance between here's a standard that we're all aspiring and calling ourselves up to because we believe we can do better things together. But it's also a great mixture of we're not all about our own agenda where we have a lot of fun in our groups. We joke, we have a good time, but at the same time, we have a mission that we're about. And I think, you're kind of getting onto a point that I hadn't really thought about, but I think it's very true. And I think it just came out of the fact that, obviously one of my blogs is about helping people who have a passion build a bigger presence online and earn income from it. And so I had spent a year and a half where, I felt like I was starting with people who were just getting started. And when I say just getting started, they haven't even figured out how to, have a WordPress blog out there. And so for me, I had my life full of those people, and I love helping people. But I needed to make sure that I had somebody that was speaking into my life. Whereas it can be easy for us sometimes to be lopsided into, we're always mentoring, but no one's speaking into our life. And I needed that. And so that's why my process was probably a little bit more thorough because I there's plenty of other groups out there for people who are just getting started. I wanted this to be people who were already halfway stepping into where they wanted to go or they're already there.
Yeah. And you in the group that we have, that's clear. I mean, you've got people that have been doing this. I guess one of them has been doing this about 20 years. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's probably she's probably our go-to expert. Even though maybe in a different way, it hasn't all been blogging that I know of.
But right. Yeah.
And I know it sounds like I'm highly intrigued by your process, but that's because I am. Mm-hmm. Because I think what makes yours successful is the process.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking, I'm an engineer, and I have that background. But because here's the other thing I have noticed about groups that get together is when they get together, people tend to fall out. People mm-hmm. tend to, they babble forever, so there's that 30 minutes of garbage and babble. And, you know, then there's about 2.5 hours of meeting, mm-hmm. and people get kind of old. It's always shocking to me. And you do this so well. I guess you should be a television reporter or something. I don't know, because I will look at the clock and I will think, okay, wow, we're really going to go way over time, because, you know, we hadn't even gotten started yet. And we're kind of talking amongst ourselves. We're sharing prayer requests, you know, but we haven't even really started. And I'll look at the clock and think, you know, there ain't, you know, this is a 2-hour call. And I'm like, I'm actually okay with that, but somehow it clicks in and we might be minutes over the hour, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
And we get everything done.
Yeah.
I'm not real sure where you learned that skill.
Well, when I first graduated from college, I actually started as a high school teacher. So, you know, I operated for 3 years off of an internal clock, I think. And so I think some of that's that. I think the other part of it is setting up realistic expectations as best you can, as here's the format, here's the flow, here's how it's going to work. And just interjecting yourself, not in a rude way, but in a way of moving on to the next thing, and you know, being aware of being time conscious for everybody, that, you know, that we want to make that time as valuable as we can for everybody.
Yeah, and I think probably when I, in the first couple of calls, just, you know, in all fairness, it was great to connect. But I kind of felt, you know, of course, you know, you guys all knew each other. So I kind of felt like a little bit of an outsider, like, well, I'll never add any value here. And, but, you know, it's great to connect with people. And then I don't know what happened. It might have been some things Michael had said to me. And then you kind of did, you know, came back, and Rebecca, I don't know, just, you know, suddenly things hit. And it was like, I remember getting off one of those calls. And I don't even know which one it was. And it was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone since then has been that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know if everybody in the group had been, already been feeling that way. And I realize every group's different. What do you think makes a good process for a mastermind? I mean, if this is kind of a rules of engagement.
Yeah. You know, I would say having, you know, your goal of knowing what type of group member you want. I think that's, it starts there. It's not just, you know, I want 4 to 6 or 5 to 10 warm bodies. And as long as everybody's committed to being on a call every week or whatever, then yeah, we're okay with that. But we've really got to get targeted into what is that type of individual that we want. And that's why the process for me was, you know, I didn't just say, hey, you come join it. I wanted to get on a phone and talk. And within a 30-minute conversation, you can figure out whether someone is got the right spirit and the right attitude and the right motivations and desire to be a part of that group without having to be, you know, backing them into a corner. You just hear their story, learn about where they're headed, and you can tell, okay, this person's going to be good for this group. So I think that, you know, asking those questions up front, and I can share a little bit of that, but having some questions to ask up front and then having that 30-minute dialogue, those things help. And then just setting the right type of expectations for the group. And then the other thing is, you know, don't let it get stale. You know, if, I don't know if you were part of the group or not, but we were getting toward the end of the year, and I put together a survey, and I said, just tell me your raw opinions. What do you like best about our group? What do you like least? You know, I said, you know, name 3 things you believe is going to help take this group to the next level this next year. What is our purpose? Get back to, you know, seeing what people think is our purpose, and then finding out where that common ground is. And, you know, some of those other questions that I asked, just because I want to know what people were thinking. And I think that's important too, is that you don't let that group get stale, but you have those, you find out those questions, get answers to those questions, so that you can tailor the group or begin to change it for the better.
Hmm. Yeah. And I do remember you doing that. Of course, I was fairly new to it.
Yeah.
But I mean, my sense of you sending that survey, because y'all had been meeting for, you know, most of a year at that point. But my sense from the response from everyone, just as we've kind of talked about it, was it was very positively received. Actually generated, seemed to me at least, to generate a level of excitement in you know, setting a direction, thinking about where we're going, what we're doing. Now, let me just kind of step back in one of those setting expectations. Which you do a great, great job of that. And I think that's, as I've watched what you've been doing, I think that's probably one of the critical things. What kind of expectations, what do you think makes a good set of expectations? I mean, do you think there's, hey, most mastermind groups should operate like this, or?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say, obviously, like I said before, I think a spirit of giving is very important, because I've heard horror stories from others who have been a part of mastermind groups where you've had people in there that just were kind of like a poison. They had their own agenda. They were very abrasive. They were wanting it to be all about them. And that's why I think if you... It's almost as if, you know, 90% of the hard work's done up front. And if you can do that, then it just flows so much easier if you've started, if you've gotten the right people on the bus and you have laid out the roadmap, it's easy to drive down the road. But if, you know, if there's chaos in the beginning, it's harder to get on that bus and take that trip. And you know, I think, like, you know, especially for like entrepreneurs, you know, we can have a tendency to isolate ourselves and believe that we have to go at it alone. We got to make a name for ourselves. You know, everything is competition and we love competitiveness. So, so, you know, overcoming those mental hurdles of, you know, going at it alone isn't the best choice. You know, I need connection and community if I'm going to get where I want to go. And I need to stop seeing others as competition, but they are sojourners going down the same path that I want to go. And we get a lot more done together than we do by ourselves.
Yeah, I think, and I was kind of quasi in a group like that, and I kind of got that sense. But, you know, it, looking at our group members and what they're doing, it seems like everybody's, you know, while we're not directly hitting all the same target markets, there's a lot of overlap between what we all do and say. And I think in a positive way, I think we actually, you know, even if somebody was reading something all of us said, I think they would take, there's a lot of common themes and there's different twists.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's kind of the fun of this market. You know, instead of selling a widget, you know, if I was selling a vacuum cleaner, people only need one vacuum cleaner, but investment of wisdom into their life, you know, you can't get enough. So, you know, I mean, if we buy books in a market, we don't buy one author. We tend to buy every one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think, and this is the way you operate the group, and I think, you know, I think most of us, and probably you would say that we all help in that, but I think you're the driving force between the operation. But what you just described to me is as if you're hiring a team. I mean, I know, in a lot of companies that we, you know, and you know, I deal with a lot of startups, and people do not put as much attention into hiring a new employee as you have to put somebody on a team.
Yeah.
Which I think goes to your success, which is what you said to do that. I think we probably should slow down and spend more time doing that. I know in Dave Ramsey's Entree Leader book, he goes through this excruciating hiring process, which you're almost there for your mastermind team, Jonathan.
Well, it's funny because, you know, what you're saying is absolutely true. And, you know, before I was jumping into doing what I'm doing now, I spent 8 years as an executive recruiter. So I spent most of my week interviewing people and hearing from them, and you know, and I could see, it's just after a while you develop that ability to connect with, because you know, as an executive recruiter, you're trying to find that cream of the crop that you can connect to that job. You know, you want somebody as a recruiter, you want somebody that walks through the door and performs well and really kind of wows your client and has those people skills and things like that. And so, you know, probably some of that comes out of that process. Now, I think you could probably overdo it, but I think if you just get down to the essential few questions of what you're looking for, and again, spend that time on a phone interviewing them, don't tell them it's an interview, just tell them, hey, I want to connect and tell you a little bit about the group and hear about your story. Then, you know, I think that can really begin to help you know that you're putting together the right kind of team.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I knew it was an interview, Jonathan. But, you know, and I do remember, I remember you telling me a little bit about the group, and I was thinking, you know, I don't know if I have anything to add. You guys seem like you're, were further along and maybe some in some cases and some not, but you know, I felt it was a little intimidating, in a good way. I think that's a positive thing.
Yeah. If it seemed lackadaisical or not, again, it has to be, you know, this is worth your time. This is something you want to be a part of. And, you know, these guys, you want to give off that sense of we're going someplace and we'd love to have you jump on board, but you know, the train is moving, so you might have to run a little bit to catch up with us, but we got a handout. We're ready to bring you on.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, let's just get down to earth, because I'm probably running late on your time. And how do you run when we get on the call? Now, we do ours via Google Hangout, and mm-hmm. which actually has been a really interesting tool. It's my first heavy-duty experience using the Google tools, but you seem to be a master of them. kind of walk through what a call looks like, because that's another question I get from people is, what do we do and how do we manage the process?
Yeah, so what's worked well for us is we start by just going around the table, so to speak, and just quickly share highs and lows. And from that bubbles up, you know, frustrations, from that celebrations, you know, that we can celebrate with one another. It's just a kind of a quick, everybody gets a chance to connect personally. And that opportunity is just kind of helps everybody feel connected and involved. And like you said, we use Google Hangouts. And we've used the Google community, that feature, but we've used it as a private group. So that creates a safe place for us to talk and chat amongst ourselves during the week. And I think that really helps keep us connected too, because I know some people, maybe they just meet up in person, which is fine. I mean, I think that's a great thing. We're spread out all over the country, actually over the world, across the world. We've got somebody overseas that's in our group. But you know, I think starting off with that, highs and lows, then we place one person in the hot seat. The hot seat's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. The hot seat is an opportunity for you to sit there and tell us what is going on in your business, what's some of the struggles, the challenges, what are you roadblocks you're bumping up against. And now you're going to get wisdom from everybody else, from their own personalities. Everybody comes at a different angle, and that's great. That's what makes a great group, is you got people with different personalities, approaches, and perspectives. And then we, if we have time, we'll have like a discussion question on a very relevant topic that all of us have need in. Sometimes we have time for that, sometimes we don't. And then we wrap it up by us telling the group, you know, one high leverage activity that we want to be held accountable for, that we want to get done this next week. So that's kind of the format we've been using.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some groups that we do that they are at the highs and lows kind of thing. They're in an hour.
Yeah.
You know, and seriously, you do this very well, that it moves very smoothly, because, you know, we got some guys on there where we all like to have opinions and share our stuff, and you manage to move us along kind of well without – I never have felt like you were rapping me on the knuckles, you know, but I'm sure you are. One of the, and I think in your group, this is one of the things I've noticed. And I think if you ask everybody in the group, you would find the same thing. When you are on the hot seat, or Mike or Rebecca or any of us is on the hot seat, what we're doing is we're trying to add into their lives, into their problem.
Mm-hmm.
What's amazing to me is how much I think all of us get when somebody comes and says, hey, here's my problem. We're all learning. Because you have picked the group so carefully, all of our problems tend to be kind of similar.
Yeah.
All of our doubts kind of tend to be very similar. And our
absolutely.
And so much of it is mental struggle.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, what's great is you've always got at least one person in the group who's been there most often. And here they share what they learned from that experience. And then you have others that are going through the same thing. And so that's what's great about it, is it's not, you know, every time there's a hot seat, it's not like, well, I can just kind of disengage because this isn't for me today. No, even if I don't have anything to add for that person, I'm sitting there and I'm learning. I'm learning because either I'm going to be going through this or I'm in the middle of it now.
Yeah, that's amazing. And this is the kicker. This is what doesn't seem, because we do a spreadsheet. Jonathan's got us on a spreadsheet, and we all get to update it. And it's kind of fun because you can see, you know, hey, here's what Jackie says. You know, here's what she said she's going to do next week. And we write it down. And then somewhere in there, I forget where you do this, but, you know, we do talk about, how did you do? Did you meet your goal?
Mm-hmm.
And that's very convicting. And I've heard two or three of us say that, yeah, we did that 5 minutes before we got on the call.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to get back on the call with a group of people and said the thing we said was most important to us, we didn't do. What kind of schmuck are we? And that's how I feel. You know, and my trick right now, Jonathan, is whatever I commit to, I actually think about it before I get on the call.
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to commit to? And I think others do, too. And then I do it the next day,
mm-hmm.
or even that afternoon, if possible, but because it's that important.
It really is. And that's the cool thing. You know, like a lot of times on Sunday night, I'm kind of looking at my week ahead, and I'll see that Thursday afternoon call with my mastermind group. And if I hadn't already tackled that thing I said I was going to do, immediately that comes to mind. So just seeing our call on the calendar tells me, you know, you said you were going to do that thing, so you need to get that thing done. And it's the thing that I most want to do, but for whatever reason, I've procrastinated or I've let other things become more important. And, you know, that thing, you know, just having it on my calendar alone and having to log in and tell all of you guys, we have a joke that one of the members in our group, we have to pay him $10 if we didn't do the thing that we said we're going to do. And he's gladly and willingly and ready to accept our money. But
he's probably cashing in on wealth about now.
he has an IOU somewhere.
He does, and I've stacked mine up pretty good. And in all honesty, because he will say, hey, you owe me $10 on the call, and while all in joking, it is pretty convicting to realize, you know, that is accountability. And we are taught time is money. The kind of things we're committing to is money. And whether he necessarily means it or not, you know, he's putting money on it.
Yeah.
And and making it real. And it's probably $10 is nothing compared to what a week of our time is really worth that we didn't get the thing done.
Yeah.
And but it's comical and convicting at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you one other question about how to get in touch with you and things like that. But one of the things, Jonathan, that has been weird, that unexpected to me, is even though I don't think I have never met anybody on this team, and I know you've met a couple of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few. I think there's at least two members that I've met in person, but majority of them, no, we've never met in person.
Yeah, and which is something we're working on. But I feel powerfully connected to the group. Mm-hmm. I mean, during the week, what's posted on our internal Google community, which is actually a lot of activity. Mm-hmm. I will say there's a lot of people asking questions, asking for help, and asking for prayer requests. And and it goes back to kind of what you said about church. You know, you're at church and you're doing things and you're really connected to people, but they don't understand what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And this group is extremely, you know, personally, emotionally, whatever you would say, very connected. And, you know, so when I see something come across from the group asking for help, asking for prayer, asking for anything, that becomes a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And in a really weird sense, because I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm putting Dennis's request above my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we all do that.
Yeah, and that's one of the beautiful things about our group is that it's not just all about business. You know, if you begin to believe that the people in your group genuinely want to see you succeed, and everybody starts believing that, you've got, I think, a really powerful community for sure. And that's the thing that, honestly, I'm probably the most baffled at, to be frank with you, because, you know, as best I can to try to put a group together, I don't know that I can, if I were to do it again, I can do exactly what we've done with this group. But there's this sense of spirit of cooperation and genuine care that the group has for one another.
It's been life-changing. It really mm-hmm. has. And I thank you for doing this and leading it, because it is your leadership that's really made a lot of it happen. Now, the unfortunate side is everybody that's starting a mastermind group can't have you as a leader. You probably don't have time for that. But but I think, you know, what I wanted to get out of for you today is some of your leadership lessons for leading a mastermind group, which is really weird. A lot of it's like leading a company.
Mm.
How weird is that?
Yeah.
You know, and it's also, you know, since we're all volunteer, none of us are getting paid, and we're all kind of giving and taking. But it's a leadership game, which every group has to have a leader. And I realize you probably are thinking, you know, every one of us are leading, but, you know, you're the glue and the catalyst and several other things. So, but thank you so much. I mean, this is extremely helpful. It's helping me put it back into flavor. And hopefully those of you listening or reading the post, you know, if you're looking at doing this, and by the way, if you haven't picked up on it yet, I highly encourage you. Whatever you're working on, you know, if you're an automobile mechanic, you know, and that's where your passion is and everything, find like-minded people, because I think you really grow out of that. But Jonathan, before we get off, I did want to, you know, find out, where can people learn more about Jonathan and what he does and how he can help them?
Sure. Well, I'd say, you know, one place that you can find me is my personal blog, which is jonathanmilligan.com. And that's where I talk a lot about self-leadership, productivity, career, and life type topics. And then I do have a blog also at bloggingyourpassion.com, which we've been running since 2011. We've got our own little university over there that helps people who have a passion that want to turn that into income through blogging. And so we have some courses over there that we help people through. And then also on Twitter, it's a place I love to hang out. And my Twitter handle is John, which is J-O-N, Milligan, M-I-L-L-I-G-A-N. So you can follow me, connect with me there.
Okay. And I will put a link to all of those things there in the show notes. which I don't know what the number will be. But at the exit and the intro of this, I'll know and I'll have that. So you've already heard that. So if you're listening to this. All right, Jonathan. And I know we are recording this on a Thursday. So Jonathan and I are going to be connecting again in a couple of hours, right?
Yeah. Couple hours, game on for our next mastermind call.
And I look forward to it. And Jonathan, one thing you said one time, and I thought it was kind of funny when I first heard it, was this was your highlight of your week. And I thought, well, this guy's just blowing smoke. But you're not. You know,
No, absolutely not. And again, because I work from home. I have my own little home office, and I'm here a lot of the time. And it's like, in a way, it's kind of gathering around the water cooler, but we're not just shooting the breeze. And so, like, it's the highlight of my week to connect with people who are going in the same direction that I want to go in, and they inspire me. And, you know, just surround yourself with people, other passionate people, and that alone is going to encourage you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to push you. It's going to motivate you. Just having that regular connection with like-minded, passionate people.
And you've turned it into I think I'm pretty safe to say, I know it's the highlight of my week, and I think probably for most of us, that's where we feel. Some of these guys that are traveling around the country on airplanes, like, they struggle to get on the call to do that. So thank you so much, Jonathan. I've gone a little bit over the time I'd ask you to commit to, but, thank you for it so much, and I will have details on the show notes and all about this and all about the links to Jonathan. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Dale.